You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And as always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been an interesting day of movements. We've gotten a couple of data points out from various areas around the world. Actually, everything from the east to the west has been moving around. And we are joined on the line by senior market analyst at Xnest, Terence Hove, to take a look at some of these market movements and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with Asian markets and Asian movements. The People's Bank of China electing to keep rates unchanged. The Chinese or the Shanghai markets not necessarily enjoying that from an equity perspective, and I suppose the economy still struggling along?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, I think you said it spot on. It was widely expected that they'll keep the prime rate unchanged. If I recall, the loan prime rate for 1 year has been kept the same at 3.35%, and for 5 year at 3.85%. And I think this is, evident of the government trying to support the economy. If we remember, over the past year or two, they've been really trying to stabilize the economy, especially inducing growth. They had the property sector that was, we've had some very big property names failing in China. So definitely the rate is meant to be more supportive of economic growth in China at the moment.
Let's move to European developments as well. We got EU CPI data that came in bang on target with expectations. We're looking at some of the EU indices or European markets all in the red, actually. CAC 40 in France, DAX in Germany, even the FTSE in London, everything in the red there. What do we make of just where sentiment is sitting in Europe as compared to where it's sitting in Asia and potentially in the West?
I think the play on rates is a very big thing at the moment. And of course, inflation plays into that. That's what we're seeing with the European market. That figure came out, as you said, right bang on expectation. The year-on-year inflation figure in Europe at 2.6%, which is a notch higher than the previous figure of 2.5%. So now the central bank, the European Central Bank, has been the first to start cutting rates with the view that inflation is getting to that 2% target. Now, if inflation comes back at 2.6, with rate cuts, now the question is, was that a bit too soon? We're seeing that play out with the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is a conversation that we'll have. So that's where the concerns are, because, it is a very small uptick, 0.1%, but still, it's not going in the right direction. It's going in the opposite direction, where it's meant to be going lower. So I think those are some of the concerns of that inflation still being sticky. Rates are remaining elevated, but they need to, they are coming down, but they're still high, but they are coming down. So if inflation remains, elevated, is this going to be, a pause going into the future rates and so forth? So those are some of the sentiment and concerns in the market.
Terence, you bring up the US picture, and obviously that is such a big part of the puzzle, but more so this week because we have Jackson Hole coming up, the Jackson Hole Symposium coming up later this week, I think set to kick off in a day or so, and markets are clearly nervous. I'm looking at the Rand back at 1787, losing ground against all the majors. Are we seeing that other emerging market currencies might be going through something similar? And what are the kind of expectations or the early conversations around what could be in focus at Jackson Hole?
Yeah, it's a puzzle. that is the right word. And it's an unfortunate puzzle that Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his committee find themselves right now in the U.S. with regards to the inflation, to the fight, I guess, inflation. In particular, when we look at we had expected them to cut rates, at least at the June or July meeting, which they didn't. Now September is coming. Markets are expecting deep cuts and faster cuts. I mean, some traders are expecting 50 basis points cut already from September, which as we mentioned in the last time we spoke, if the US Fed does do that, it becomes, you know, an admission of policy failure, so to speak, that they didn't move when they were supposed to. So now the question is, what is going to be signaled when US Fed Jerome Powell speaks at the Jackson Hole Symposium? And it's a puzzle that I think the markets as well, the traders have been over optimistic, as you know. So I think we'll still get 25 basis points in September, not 15, but they might the rate cuts might not be as fast. So that's what we're looking out for when we get into the Jackson Hole Symposium.
Terence, what's driving the gold price at the moment? I'm having a look at it. I saw it come up from about $2,500 or $2,505 odd. It got as high as $2,530, but we're right back where we opened and we're kind of looking flat at the moment. Is the market just overly cautious? Is there anything in particular where risk off might be returning ahead of Jackson Hole or ahead of other economic data that's coming through?
Yeah, I think if we look at the rand and gold and other emerging market currencies, there's a brief moment in time where they tend to all benefit from that wobble of the US dollar. But again, gold becomes a safe haven play in moments of, you know, heightened risk within the market or, you know, a risk of sentiment. But the key driver for gold right now has been that, you know, the bets for faster and deeper U.S. interest rate cuts, as we were mentioning earlier on, because of that inverse relationship gold has with the rates, with the interest rate path. So the optimism was that we're getting faster and deeper cuts from the U.S. Fed. So that has been the primary driver of gold, which has caused the dollar to wobble as well, rand taking full advantage of that. So that's been the main driver, you know, for the elevated gold prices.
Terence, let's look at some local developments. Coronation announcing that they would be looking at a special dividend following that victory over SARS in court. Obviously, that was a big sum of money they were on the hook for with the receiver of revenue. Surprised on the special dividend?
Well, yeah, I think their choice of how to distribute that cash on the ruling, definitely. I mean, it's about 800 million rand tax bill that they had actually paid it over. So quite interesting on how they've chosen to distribute that in terms of where the business stands. I mean, it's definitely good for the shareholder. They'll be happy. Quite interesting on their choice of distribution of these funds from the ruling.
Mm. Anything else that jumped out at you today? I had a look at some results. I mean, we've got a conversation, obviously, with the Sasol CEO in a short while around their results. Your thoughts on those numbers?
Yeah, I think definitely we'll be tuned in to hear, you know, more on the situation at Sasol, especially, you know, on that huge impairment which has caused the cancellation of the final dividend. And I think for the year, Sasol has paid around two rand compared to previous of about 10 rand per share in terms of dividends. So quite a significant drop. So I think most of the drivers, you know, of the impairment, of course, it's an adjustment of the future outlook, which, you know, has been dragged down by chemical prices and so forth. But it will be quite interesting to hear, you know, the other mechanics of you know, around the impairment of that business unit.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll definitely give you feedback on what the CEO says there, but I think we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks, as always, for the time and for the insights, Terence. That's Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Exness, on the market movements throughout the day, some data points coming out from around the world, and just what markets might be thinking.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.